Dreaming, bringing this Hello, and welcome to Beantunes Radio. We're in Studio C right now, so I'm trying to figure out how to... Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, yes.
Hey.
Hey. It feels like a closet in here. In a cute way.
Did I do a station ID? This is WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5.
I don't think I could do that if I wasn't reading it off of the piece of paper in the other studio.
There's no piece of paper. There is the PSA binder in here, which is good. But yeah, I'm Jill.
I'm Bronwyn.
And today we're doing a sophomore year recap. I chose Bronwyn to be my guest this week because she's the most important person for my sophomore year.
Sophomore year was also the birth of our friendship.
True. I guess that's my first question. I had a list of questions that I was going to ask Bronwyn today. And I was curious what your side of our friendship birth was.
Okay, this is a tough question because, as I've just been discussing with Jill, sophomore year I had a flip phone and I tend to rely on my camera roll to like look back and remember things that happened in the past, and all of my photos from sophomore year were taken on the flip phone. So I think the flip phone would be a pretty good time capsule of the timeline of
my sophomore
year.
Do you still
have it? I do.
Oh my god.
I need to go through it.
Yeah.
I think that would give me a lot more to work with than what I do have. But I have pictures that I posted on Instagram from sophomore year. I have a few pictures on my current iPhone that are like photos that were sent to me by other people from that time.
Yeah.
And then I guess I have like journal entries and stuff. But sophomore year is a bit of a black hole in terms of memory because I don't have any pictures from it, or I would have to like dig to find the pictures.
Yeah.
So I really have to rely solely on memory. But I guess in terms of us, I remember that sophomore fall we were like going into living together. We lived in a 10-person suite, which was madness.
Crazy.
But going into that living situation, we weren't that close. Mm-hmm. And I was very close with Bridget and Izzy and Sarah.
Our other suite mates.
And then I remember the first... One of our first... There's two things that I remember as, like, bonding for us.
Oh.
And the first one was me and Anna coming on your radio show.
Yeah,
don't think I had a radio show until sophomore spring. So coming onto the radio with you is like my first time in the studio and first time being on radio.
Wait, that's awesome.
Which was awesome.
I'm looking back to see when that was. It was the fall, right?
I
it must have been the fall.
Know. And then the other thing is that me and you and Anna all took film photo. This is such a sophomore year activity.
Wait.
And we would go on like a photo walk.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even in that class.
I don't think we took a class
together. Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, we also took our architecture class. Was that in the fall or the spring?
I think that was in the fall. No. Spring. I don't even remember.
Wait, I have a memory of us drawing Lewis Hall.
Yeah.
Was that the first? And it was nice out.
Yeah, that must have been.
Drawings of Lewis the first class or the last class? Do you remember?
I can't even remember. I think that might have been the last class.
Why would we be ending by drawing Lewis, though?
Yeah, that's a good point. It must have been in the fall, then.
I have honestly
But I can't
no
remember
clue.
Why I would have taken that in the fall or spring. I guess just art credit, but yeah. Dream professor, he's awesome.
Yeah, true.
Matthew. I feel like I was remembering the same things. When I was thinking about our, like, sophomore friendship, it was, like, that photo walk that we took with Anna.
The photo walk, it was snowing, though. So that was, definitely second semester.
Yeah,
like, there was a lot of snow on the ground. And then also, our true bonding, which I hate to say that this is, like, what brought us together. But a certain relationship, which happened
it
exactly
always comes
a
back
year
to a man.
After
yeah.
another certain relationship. But it can be, like, it's definitely not men.
No, no, no. It wasn't because of him. It was
a part of it.
Yeah. It was mostly because of Bronwyn's ability to take care of me when times were bad. And also, I think a lot of it was DeWick.
Oh, that's true.
That was DeWick a huge
was
part
huge,
of it.
Going to the dining hall together.
On the note of DeWick, I had a question for you about DeWick, which is, if you could go back and have your, like, dream DeWick meal, what would be in front of you for dinner? I feel like you had some faves or go-to, but I only remember eating chicken every day.
I underutilized the salad bar for sure.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would say my favorite was the lasagna for some reason.
Whoa,
I don't
remember having lasagna ever.
And then dessert, definitely Lucky Charms with oat milk.
Yeah. I remember Jack has a really good tweet from DeWick, and it was like the gingerbread cookies, and they said gingerbread men or something, and then the ingredients were like it was gingerbread people.
Yeah,
and the ingredients were like gingerbread man cookie.
Yeah, yeah, a classic. Wait, if you had to put, like, a certain month on, like, when our friendship blossomed.
I don't know. Our, like, closest month was, I don't know. I feel like February.
That's what I was going to say. February.
But, like, that makes it about.
Yeah.
He who shall not be named.
Disappointing.
Disappointed us. Our friendship has not been about.
Wait, I did do.
That
I was
ever.
Looking as when I said a second ago that I was relying on looking at what I had posted on Instagram as photo memory for that year. I did do a birthday post for you. Oh. If that means anything.
Wait, but that's also February.
Yeah, that was also in February.
Oh yeah, in the CVS.
In CVS.
With Julian.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was basically my impression of our. Our friendship.
Yeah, the
as well.
Other thing, in addition to photos and radio and DeWick and relationships that brought us together, was the concerts we went to.
True.
Which is what this playlist is partially inspired by.
Yeah, forgot to say entirely the songs that we listened to, but the first song was by Magdalena Bay, which Bronwyn and I saw together in February, we figured out.
Yeah.
And then the other song that we played was On the Floor by Perfume Genius, who we saw in, I think, like, April of sophomore year.
We have to fact check the time of that concert. Because for some reason, I feel like my memory of going to Magdalena Bay together, we were closer than when we went to Perfume Genius together.
But yeah, but that, it was, but think, that's all backwards. Yeah, but maybe Perfume Genius was in the fall? No, it was in the spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the spring.
It was in the spring.
Don't get it twisted. Okay, speaking of music, I'm going to play this next song, which is from an artist that we both love.
And a concert that I went to without Jill, and
the whole time, tragically.
She would have loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I have seen Wise Blood, but not in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When did you see Wise Blood?
When you were abroad.
So oh, right. Right.
Yeah. Did we see her the same semester?
Yeah, because I saw her when I was abroad, so I guess she was on world tour. Paris and Boston. Okay, this song is called A Lot's Gonna Change, and it's by Wise Blood.
Thank you. wake up knowing that you gotta go to school. Tell your mum what to expect. She says it's right out of the blue. Do you wanna work at Debenhams? Cause that's what they expect. Start in lingerie and Doris is your supervisor. And the head said that you always were a queer one from the start. For careers you say you wanna be remembered for your art. Your obsession gets you known throughout the school for being strange, making life-size models of the Velvet Underground in clay. In the queue for lunch they take the piss, you've got no appetite. And the rumour is you never go with boys and you are tight. So they jab you with a fork, you drop the tray and go berserk. While you're cleaning up the mess, the teacher's looking up your skirt. Hey, you've been used. Are you calm? Settle down. Write a song, I'll sing along. Soon you will know that you are sane. You're on top of the world again. Gotta go to school. Tell your mum what to expect. She says it's right out of the blue. Do you wanna work in CNA? Cause that's what they expect. Move to lingerie and take a feel of Jill the Stoneman. Tell Veronica the secret of the boy you never kissed. She's got everything to gain, cause she's a fat girl with a list. Sticks up for you when you get aggravation from the snuff. Cause you can't afford a blazer, girl, you're always wearing gloves. At the end of the road, you lock yourself away inside a room. And a pinkly sketch, you ask you what the hell do you think you're doing. If you think you're better than the other kids, well, get outside, you've got permission. You got to make the master think he's right. Hey, write a song, I'll sing along. Are you calm? Settle down. Soon you will know that you are safe. You're on top of the world again. Are you cool and you know? You're a star, you're going far. Please think of me as a friend, not just the boy who played guitar. You're on top of the world again.
I'm feeling like a butterfly trapped inside a plane. Maybe there's something going on, I'm not insane. If I'm already out of time, then make it worse. Go on and hit me in the heart, hit me where it hurts. I'm feeling like a butterfly.
Something going on, I'm not insane. If I'm already
Hey, we're back. That was Caroline Polachek. The song is called Hit Me Where It Hurts from the album Pang.
And Caroline Polachek was in both of our top five artists.
Last year?
Yeah.
Do you remember who your favorite artist was sophomore year?
Some of this music on this... I can't speak. Some of the music on this playlist is so... Okay, in order to find songs for this playlist, I looked at my 2021 and 2022 top songs, and there were certain songs that I heard that I don't think I've played since sophomore year, and it was so weird to hear them again. One of them is Cherry Colored Funk, which is coming up.
Oh, nice.
That was so sophomore year. Top artists, I saw Belle and Sebastian in concert last night. They were awesome, and I was listening to them a lot sophomore year. Everything But the Girl, I was listening to a lot sophomore year. The Backseat Lovers, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Kind of random, but I was listening to them so much sophomore year. I think they were one of my top artists one of the years. What about you? Oh, Magdalena Bay.
Yeah, it was definitely... Well, Bronwyn introduced me to Magdalena Bay, iconically. Because you came back from a concert... George Clanton concert, and you were like, oh, we saw this band, Magdalena Bay, and then I started listening, and then I became a real obsessed fan, so that was a huge one for me. And then I think it was Wise Blood and Caroline
something
Polchek.
That is interesting is that I think my music taste has changed a lot since sophomore year. The artists that I listen to now are almost completely different. And I didn't, expect that necessarily when I looked back. I kind of thought my music taste had, remained pretty similar.
Oh.
But...
Wait, what direction do you think it's gone in?
It's hard to say, a specific direction. More pop, maybe? I feel like sophomore year, I had discovered, indie music. I think a lot of people had that in high school, but I had, quite a delayed discovery of indie music. And that was, freshman, spring, sophomore year.
Yeah, but now you've done the full arc of returning to pop music.
Done the full arc.
Yeah, same. We've both been listening to Espresso.
Yeah.
Which honestly we should have played today.
Jack this morning was like, that Mia Espresso song is terrible.
No.
And I was like,
no,
it's
no,
pretty good.
No.
It's quite catchy. And he was like, the way everyone feels about this is how they felt about that one Troye Sivan song a few months ago, but the Troye Sivan song was actually good.
Okay, so he did like the Troye Sivan song. Sounds like he just doesn't like women.
Yeah, it sounds pretty sexist to me.
Yeah, because he said that about Sabrina Carpenter now.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift.
I want to see my top songs 2023 so I can tell you what direction it's gone in.
Yeah.
I've definitely returned to Taylor Swift a lot more now than I did back then. Caroline Polachek, I didn't really listen to her much sophomore year, actually.
Yeah.
She's been more recent for me. I got into Carly Rae Jepsen this year.
Another pop queen.
Lana Del Rey a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I've gone back to pop is my takeaway.
I feel like maybe... I feel the same way, and maybe because we were both writing theses, I feel like pop music was, needed.
Yeah,
true. I couldn't, listen to serious music for a long time.
I also feel like sophomore year, this has been said many a time by us and all of our housemates, but, sophomore year, the campus is your oyster, and, you will never have... as great of a peak of campus life as sophomore year, because sophomore year is when everyone rushes Greek life, and for us too, our freshman year was COVID, so the world felt it opened up for the first time. And I think I felt I was the embodiment of Tufts indie music listening. It felt so college and so Tufts, and I think my taste in music embodied those feelings, and now I don't know, I feel less connected to college, so maybe less I need to have the music persona of an indie college student.
What impressions of Tufts did you have sophomore year that have that now sitting senior year you're those that was so wrong? Did you have anything
so wrong?
that you like thought about Tufts?
I wish I like knew more what I thought of Tufts sophomore year.
Yeah. I guess because
we
you were just saying
a lot.
Yeah. That ATO was super cool.
Yeah.
The world was so big.
I didn't know what the Ivy was, which is the sorority that I'm like currently half in.
Yeah, it does not really like a significant part of your life.
No.
It is a part.
Yeah, but I wish that I, this is like a bad, or not bad take, but like kind of embarrassing take. Not proud of this take. I wish I'd rushed Greek life sophomore year because I rushed junior spring. And by then I kind of like, the like hump of like it being exciting had already passed for everyone in my grade. So I feel like, yeah, I like missed the hype on it. Like I joined too late and like, therefore didn't really get to like experience it in full. I wish I'd like gone full force sophomore year and lived it up.
Right. You were off in lover's lane.
Yeah. Okay. Sophomore year, I was really off in lover's lane. That's also like, not a regret, but
a reflection.
A reflection.
Yeah. Wait, so we've talked about this in our house before, but like ranking Tufts semesters. I forget what you said. What was your best semester at Tufts?
Again, okay, my answer is always freshman spring because the world like felt like it opened up and like something that I remember about freshman spring is that the like COVID time, so freshman spring for us was spring of 2021, so like still in pandemic days, and like during COVID time I like was so isolated. I feel like even more than most of like my peers that I've talked to, I feel like I was like very like isolated through most of the pandemic. Not like everyone was, of course, but like some people seem to have more like shining moments. And I felt like, I remember sophomore spring, like every morning I would wake up. This is such a like freshman year of college thing, but every morning I'd wake up and like I would open my phone to like more texts than I've like ever received in my life. Like I would see so many blue dots and I would be like, oh my God, I have so many friends. Like everyone wants to be texting me. And it had been like months of like opening my phone to no blue dots. That's like such a visceral memory for
some reason.
It's like so many blue dots.
People hitting your line.
Because you're in so many group chats and like everyone's always asking to like get lunch and dinner and do work together and hang out. So.
So it's only gotten
my phone was
gone downhill.
Blowing up.
Do you have a valley, the lowest semester at Tufts?
I don't know what I said to this in the past. Low-key, maybe sophomore. I think my previous answer was sophomore fall because maybe freshman fall, though, because freshman fall was very isolating.
Yeah. I guess there was no valley to valley freshman fall because it's like it was the beginning. There was no like.
That's true.
Bar. But yeah.
Also, does abroad even count? Like you weren't really at Tufts.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. Abroad doesn't count.
I don't know what my valley was. What was yours?
Definitely sophomore spring.
Oh.
Or maybe junior fall. I don't know. That whole period of time.
I also remember sophomore year, like, thinking back on high school and being like, oh, sophomore year was such a nothing year. Like, what even happened?
Yeah.
It's so, like, flat in my head. And then thinking, like, oh, well, I'm a sophomore in college now, and it doesn't feel like that. Like, so much is happening, and it feels like there's lots of up and downs, ups and downs. But now, as a senior, thinking back, I'm like, oh, yeah, sophomore year. So I think, like, the way you, like, remember the 4 years, sophomore year feels, like, so, like, the middle. And so
I think it's kind of your only year to do college because you have, like, junior year, everyone's abroad at some point. Senior year is, like, intense for a lot of reasons. Freshman year is, like, also intense for a lot of reasons because you're meeting all your friends. But sophomore year, you do have your friends. And then you just get to, like, enjoy being in college. And you still live on campus and, like, eat at the dining halls. But, yeah. So it's kind of, it should be the best year ever. But it's hard for that very reason.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I totally miss, like, that aspect of it, the campus life part. Even though our dorm was, like, scary, and
I would love
messy.
Someone to do like a study on like schools where you live in dorms all 4 years versus off campus junior and senior year, and like if
how do you think you would feel about living
if you're in dorms.
Like, we have such an amazing house.
Yeah.
I feel like I would hate it, like, compared to how I feel living in the house, I think I would hate living on campus. But maybe if it was a really nice dorm and I felt really connected to school still, I would enjoy it more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's to say?
Who's to say?
Okay, maybe we should play some more music. And then when we come back, I need to remember to read a PSA. But this next song... do you want to introduce it because it's your song?
Troubled Mind by Everything But the Girl was my alarm sound.
Oh my God.
But I really enjoyed waking up to this song. And I was also just listening to Everything But the Girl a lot back then, specifically this album.
Nice. So hopefully you don't get really scared when I play it. Okay, this is Everything But the Girl, Troubled Mind.
Don't say one thing one day, then something else the next day. I'm trying to keep up with you. It's hard enough when you speak clearly, but when you're confused, it's like a goods train running through these rooms. And I'm reading more into your words than you have put into them. And that's my problem, but you tie these knots, now you undo them.
That was Dream Free by Sam Evian and Hannah Cohen, and now Bronwyn's going to read a PSA.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That one is really cute, and I never read it.
Wait, is this new? I thought...
No, I think it's I mean, I didn't make it, so.
I don't think I've ever seen this one before. I've only seen the dried fruits one.
Yeah, maybe it is new.
I also like that A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, and C is for cantaloupe. I think those were really good choices.
Yeah, sleeper fruits.
Instead of, like, A is for apples, B is for banana, C is for...
I feel like cantaloupe would be the one for C.
Yeah, cantaloupe would be the one. But
apricots was
and
good.
Black cherries is good.
Anyway, I had a question for you to wrap up the show.
Ask me your juiciest question from the list.
Wait, juiciest?
Actually, ask whatever you want.
Wait, okay.
Ask.
I have a juicy question, and then I have my final question.
Okay.
Bronwyn is famous. Has a very vivid crush life.
Oh yeah.
And a question that I wanted to ask you was, describe your like most important crushes at Tufts in one word only, and like you for each person you get one
should
word.
I say their names?
No, you don't have to, but if you want to, you can.
I'll say their first initials.
Okay, good. This is good and juicy. And you don't have to go in chronological order.
No, I will.
But if you want to, you can.
Okay. Starting at the beginning. A, TikTok. P, awkward. J, sweet.
Oh.
M. I'm
wow.
struggling to like come up with adjectives.
Well, you can use like a noun that also is related to them.
Friendly.
Oh, okay.
Racking my brain for junior year. Wait, I had a really big crush junior spring that was, like, talked about with Guy 3 a lot.
I wouldn't know. I guess I...
And then I haven't heard about this year, one. I sexy. and L pretty. That's all. I wish I could remember more.
That was amazing.
Those are
no,
bad
no, that was perfect.
I wish Jill had asked me that question and given me more time.
Yeah, sorry.
Because I could have come up with better adjectives.
No, I wanted the off-the-cuff version of it. Not prepared. Yeah. No, that was great.
I feel like there's probably some I'm missing in there. But
yeah, I didn't even recognize all of the initials. So we'll have to debrief.
Well, you didn't know each person I was talking about?
No, I knew like most of them. Okay. But I think some in the beginning I was like...
Okay.
Who's P? I don't know. Okay, my last question for you is not even sophomore year related, but it is graduation related because we're about to graduate in 3 weeks. But what is one thing that you have to do in these next few weeks before we graduate? Maybe it's a place that we need to go to.
I've been thinking about this. I would love to do like a walking tour around campus in like chronological order.
Aww.
So like start at Hodge, go to DeWick,
yeah.
Go to Latin Way.
Oh, and you should like pick up people at different locations.
Wait, that would be...
And then, yeah. Make a scavenger hunt for yourself.
Wait, people who would have to be on the walking tour... Maybe I should just, like, force everyone to come, even though it would be kind of an odd group. But it
yeah.
would be... Is I don't think Violet would come, but I would love her to come.
Yeah.
Violet, Izzy, Bridget, Sarah, you, Guy 3.
Uma,
yes, but I don't know. I feel like Uma and my relationship is, like, outside of Tufts. And also, like, our Tufts time has really only been senior year. So, TBH, I don't think she'd be included on the tour. Guy 3 is more important because Guy 3 and I like had junior spring and then all
true,
of senior
true,
year, and
true.
I only met her at Tufts too.
Yeah, that is true.
Maybe Maya.
Yeah.
Maybe Lauren, but Lauren has been like also
a
just
recent
senior
friend.
Year.
Yeah.
The ones who like transcend years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess Violet doesn't even transcend years.
Yeah.
So the ones who transcend years would be Izzy, Sarah, you, Guy 3,
Bridget.
Bridget. Those are the, like, time.
So the walking tour
squad. That would
be
the walking tour squad.
Plus Jack, if you
plus
want.
Plus Jack, yeah. Yeah, I guess he would come.
That's an amazing plan, and I really hope we do it.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll cry?
No.
I keep asking people that, and they're like, no. I feel like I'm going to cry at something. But
yeah, I'm sure I'll, like, tear up. I have teared up. I tear up at the randomest things,
oh,
though.
No.
I literally teared up at a... tour, like a,
oh, like a
tour.
Tour.
I was just like walking to Tish.
No,
it was like such a random
wait, that's
time.
Really sweet.
It wasn't even emotional. I was like, oh my god, these kids don't know what's ahead of them.
Wow. Beautiful thought. Okay, we need to wrap, but this has been amazing.
Yeah,
thank you for being a guest. Bronwyn will be back,
oh yeah,
in 2 weeks for a very special edition of Bean Tunes, where we're going to be recapping senior year with all of my roommates. Next week is going to be Jose and Lauren, and we're going to recap our abroad experience junior year. So many exciting things.
Junior
to come.
Fall gets.
Yeah.
Wait, surely junior fall was your lowest, like lower than sophomore spring.
Surely.
I mean, up to you.
if you had it your way, it would be my lowest. I think I agree. Yeah, because we met sophomore spring, so it couldn't have been my lowest. Okay, one last song for you. You're not going to hear the whole thing, but it's a Daft Punk song. I don't even think this is a sophomore year song, but it's just...
Wait, Daft Punk is sophomore year.
Yeah. It was, like, in our blend, so I feel like...
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, this is Instant Crush by Daft Punk and Julian Casablancas. Okay, wait, I need to do a station ID. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
So good.
That was it. Okay, bye. See you next week.